Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Charts. This is the Way Out podcast with my special guest, Cyrus. Cyrus, you there?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, bro. It's so good to have you back. I know that we tried this one last week, and it failed. And I am learning as I go and made a few mistakes. So we are trying this one again. It was so good, folks, that I wanted to redo it because I know there's a lot of people out there that struggle with this. And probably here in a few minutes, we'll be having another guest join us, Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch.
Hey, everybody.
Perfect timing, Mike. It's good to have you back.
Thank you, man. Good to be seen or heard.
So I already started and I said this is the way out again.
Right.
Somehow we lost it last week, so love to pick up where we left off. And I believe it was you and I, Mike, that was talking about this, the verse in Psalms. I believe it's like in 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. You were saying, or maybe it was me, we were struggling with something that we were looking at, and it had been put in our path. Like, we did not set that in our path. And then we were led to that other verse that Cyrus helped me look up a few moments ago from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, which is a key word, I guess. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So, Mike, if you wouldn't mind starting, can you maybe recap that thought if you remember, and then talk about those verses, like what you think it means and how it applies to you and your personal life?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we're going through our day-to-day, that I think there's going to be things that, you know, we're not necessarily looking to sin or act out in some sort of way that's not appropriate. And something just comes by and it's like, you know, if it's an attractive woman, you know, I think the initial, you know, acknowledgement of, hey, there's a woman right there or whatever, you know, maybe she looks nice, whatever. You know, I don't think that's bad. But when we start taking, you know, a longer look or sure. a second glance or mm-hmm. something like that, then, you know, I think we're erring on the side of, you know, possible sin or slipping into sin or something.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but if you've been in a parking lot once, you know, or it had this happen to you where you find some money on the ground. I was with my wife one time and we found $20 and my wife was like, you know, you know, it's ours, you know, and I was like, no, we need to take it in and let someone at the front desk know, hey, somebody lost $20, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really ours, you know.
Right.
Something small like that, you know, I could have just taken it, you know, what if it was someone's wallet or something like that? You know, you could just take it. Like, that could be a little trigger for someone to sin and just take whatever they want out of there and leave
true.
The wallet empty or whatever.
True.
Or if you need a wallet and you just want to take the wallet and leave everything else out, who knows, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, there's other things that we may come in contact with or whatever that
sure.
is not initially not a sin per
right.
se, but it could lead to something.
Exactly.
You know, if you let it be unchecked, I think
yeah.
that's what I was getting at in that past podcast.
Sure.
And there's a few verses. One, I forget where it is, but a verse that talks about how, you know, God is not evil. He does not tempt us. You know, sin doesn't come from God. You know, kind of thing. And then there's another one about how Jesus was tempted. Yeah, I think referencing the 40 days and the in the desert as he was fasting and being tempted by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was tempted, and he understands what we're going through. So I think there's some comfort in that. We have a Lord and Savior that has been tempted.
Mm-hmm.
100% God, yet 100% man. You know, he had the flesh, and I'm sure the flesh was screaming out, wanting to act out in various ways, like it does with us.
Right.
The difference is he never sinned. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, we do. And the only thing I would say, about sin is it's a choice. You know, we can choose to act out and do things that are not biblical or appropriate or, you know, sinful. We can choose that, and we can also choose not to.
Right.
But I'm sure there's many ways throughout my day where I'm doing something and I don't even realize I'm sinning, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, but there's some things that I am very aware of. So, you know, I'll hand it back off to Chad and Cyrus and get their thoughts.
Yeah, I have a couple things I want to say. And then, Cyrus, I'm going to pass you, man, on those verses in particular, what they mean to you, and maybe some situations where you've used those in your life. But I heard a professor say one time, it was profound, like, temptation is not a sin, neither is opportunity a sin, but it's when they meet, you know, and that's where we gotta be careful in our daily lives. So, Cyrus, what you got, bud?
Yeah, I want to go off of that one as well about, you know, we're always going to be tempted. You know, that's just what Satan does. Mm-hmm. He tempts us. So I know there's been a school of thought previously that, hey, you know, if I'm being tempted, then I'm doing wrong, and people actually have felt guilty about it.
Right.
But what you were just talking about, it's, you know, we're always going to be tempted, but it is what we do with it.
Yeah.
We have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that first look, you know, that first thought we have, you know, we're being tempted. It's how we deal with that. Are we going to cast that thought down?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to, at this time, would be a great opportunity that if it is something that I've been struggling with before, and I know that, you know, and I allow that to be a trigger for me to, or a red flag that says, you know, God, this is where I'm having problems at. Give me the strength to overcome this. Like, I can only do this through you, Father.
Right.
You know, to make sure we can, you know, keep our walk right.
Absolutely, man.
On a number of cases, let's go back to Corinthians. You know, when I read that, and every time I hear that, I see that as hope and joy.
Mm-hmm.
That we're always tempted, but God's already got it. God already knows it. And He's telling us we're going to be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, when we're tempted, remember His word.
Right.
Jesus says, "My words will never pass. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away."
Mm-hmm.
So remember those words, that He provides you with a way out, and He does not allow you to be tempted more than you can bear.
Right.
So just know that God's word is true. If you hold on to that, you know that whatever you're faced with at that time, He's not allowed you to be tempted more than you can handle.
Yep.
And you just got to look for the way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you the power over it.
Right.
And I find a lot of hope and joy in that. That, like,
amen.
I can walk through life, and, you know, I've been given the power to overcome these things from God.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. You know,
go ahead.
No, you're good, man, because I was about to move on. You probably want to say something on that.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm thinking of a passage in Luke that's, you know, says, you know, pick up your cross.
Yeah.
Deny yourself, pick up your cross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I think some ways in which we struggle a little bit more is where we do get tempted, and we're constantly in a habit,
mm-hmm,
of giving power to that temptation.
Yeah.
So eventually it feels like a insurmountable, you know, thing that we can't ever overcome.
Right.
And, you know, might as well just keep giving into it. And there's so many different lies and things we tell ourselves.
Like a snowball effect.
And in shame and all this stuff. But the truth is, we can overcome it.
Right.
And I can't say it enough. Accountability, accountability, accountability.
Absolutely.
You know, and also boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, like, the one reason why I did so much work around the house yesterday is because I was starting to feel tempted and struggle, and it wasn't going to get me anywhere good, so I needed to stay busy.
Right.
Or else I was going to fall into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe being busy or, you know, in fellowship with others, talking to people or something, maybe that helps.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, man. You know, I love, absolutely love talking to you guys, and I never thought of doing it on a podcast until you mentioned it, Mike. And it's crazy to me how we've been doing this now for years. Cyrus just joined recently, and we do this every single day. We talk about these things, and we're helping each other. And then I thought, why not expand it and help more people? So whoever's listening, I hope, exactly. I really hope and pray, our desire is that you take some of these things and use them and learn and grow and change. And my fear when I redid this one was we were going to miss something good, you know, like maybe not remember some of the things we said last week. But I'm feeling like this one's better than the original, to be honest with you. Maybe God intended for us to mess up the first time. And I do remember talking about this, which I thought was really good. I think you said this, Cyrus, is there always is a way out of every situation you get yourself into. Because some people say, I don't know what happened. I just fell into it. No, you don't. I mean, yeah, you may have fallen in, but there's still a way out. Like, I think of, you know, every business, before they can open, they have to go through inspections, and they talk about how they have to have an emergency door or a window in each room to where if there is a fire or some type of emergency, there is a way to get out. Like if the entrance door is blocked by smoke or fire, they can go out the exit gates or doors. So I was thinking that's the same way God is. He has made a door, an emergency door, a gate for us to go through in every situation. And I'm so grateful you guys have joined in on this one and redid it with me again. I did Google this, which I thought was cool. We live in a day where every answer is at the tip of our fingers. You know what I mean? And I looked up temptation Bible verses, and there are almost 30 verses, which is like one for every day. Unless you're in February, you're in a mess, so you might want to pray more harder in February. Yeah, double up, reread. But yeah, even James talks about, I think you were talking about this, Mike, in chapter 1. When you're tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person, here's the key word, is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, which I think y'all hit on a while ago, it's not the first thought, it's taking that thought and running with it and doing something with it, it gives birth to sin. And then sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And then it says, don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. I love Mike's podcast because he always gives like extra resources. And I want to say this before I give it back over to you guys. One of the books I read, which is phenomenal, and I think it would help if you're a reader, even if you're not a reader, I think you should try to read this because leaders are readers, is Taking Every Thought Captive by Patrick Carnes. Phenomenal book, and it talks about this. You guys have any more thoughts before we close?
Nah, I really enjoy the thoughts and definitely the podcast discussion that we're having. I think we pretty much covered it.
What about you, Cyrus? I'm so stoked, man, to get this one out there to the public, man.
Yeah, I enjoy the fellowship that we share daily. I look forward to
Yeah, man, and Mike, I think you hit it on key. Accountability, accountability, accountability. Yeah, you may think you can do this alone, but ladies and gentlemen, you can't. It may work for a while, but eventually you're going to have to find that person that you can call, see, and talk to, and be honest with them. You know, that's the key word. You got to be honest about your struggles.
And it only works if you work it. That's...
Exactly.
work your boundaries, you know, the rules you set in place for yourself, your accountability, because that's an area where I struggle. As soon as people stop being accountable, and you just get less and less frequent with those checkups, you know, it's easier to fall back into those habits.
Yep. You've heard the phrase, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. So if you're hanging out with people that don't want to seek the Lord, then they're going to lead you astray. That's for sure.
Right.
And what's the verse? Cyrus, you probably know. Confess your faults one to another, that ye may be healed.
Hey, that's very similar. That's close.
I want to say it's in James, exactly. But folks, if you have any other questions, any other things that maybe we didn't cover, feel free to send us a message. And Mike, you got any podcasts we should know about?
I don't have anything new yet. I'd done 3 podcasts yesterday.
Okay.
But the sound quality was not what I would like, so I have not published those.
Okay.
And we'll have to redo those, unfortunately.
Gotcha. No worry.
But nothing new yet, but there's like 10 or so podcasts that if anybody hasn't listened to, they can go and check out on Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch. We got a couple people on there, like Chad and Cyrus. So very thankful for those guys and their time.
Awesome.
As we try to help and be a blessing to others.
Awesome. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be doing another podcast here shortly in the future, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do in and through this. And I would love to hear ideas on what y'all want to maybe discuss in the future. And Mike, again, Cyrus, thank you guys so much for joining me again. And God bless y'all.
Thank you.